Welcome to P2P and J podcast. we're reminiscing on when my dog ate a whole package of Oreos on my birthday. Yes, they were my Oreos. Anyways,
keep this in. Here we have to.
This can be our intro. Thank you for listening.
Hi.
Please stick around for our case today, because at this point, we probably broken your ears if you had earbuds in. Anyways,
you should put in the little bio. You don't. I'm not paying for your medical bills when you go deaf.
This is the first time in.
Since Lizzie Borden and Ken and Barbie, because filmed this in the
so
same
that
days.
Was like December.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Last case, the first case we filmed separately was Richard Spett.
Yeah,
and now
so.
We're here.
Yeah, this is the first case we have filmed together in. Months.
Since like our second and third episode of Crime.
Of Crime, yes. Yeah. So we usually do them at home because it's easier, but we were just hanging out today and we were like,
let's film.
Might as well. We also posted some pictures on our Instagrams. I thought they were cute.
Thank you.
I think they're cute. Don't have much of like
I sound
a.
Like a freaking
I'm a little self-conscious. I'm kidding. Most of the time. Anyways, I would just like to say, and I would like to have a moment of peace, just for everything that's happening in the world, especially with Ukraine, and I just want to have like a moment of silence for them, just because you know. So please take this time to have a moment of silence with us and just think of what's going on and. Pray or whatever you do.
Now please sit for your moment of silence.
Thank you.
Okay, so today for lunch we have...
Wait. We love you. If anybody is watching from Ukraine, sorry. I've been like... I don't know if there's a good way to do this, but like, I've like,
we're
I love you guys.
You.
Yeah. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Alright, thanks. I'm always thinking of you.
That sounded creepy.
No, I'm always... I hope this brings you a little bit of joy,
they
okay?
They know what that means. I hope they
I
know
love
what
you
mean, you. At least.
I know I don't really know you if you're in Ukraine, but I know you in my heart, you know? I love you. We breathe the same air. Well.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
You might get it. We drink the same water. It's all been through
I
us.
I hope they don't drink that.
Well, they're going to probably.
I drank their spit.
In theory, you're drinking dinosaur pee.
I love dinosaurs.
In theory, you're probably drinking dinosaur pee.
It tastes great.
It tastes great. All right, anyways, hold let's on. Continue. Love you.
Dinosaur pee. It's delicious.
Love you guys. Okay. Now that we probably offended half of the world.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Okay.
I'm sorry, we do, actually, like, we have been talking about this so much in everything I've been doing. We're all like, have you heard about this? It's insane. Oh my god, I hope everybody's okay. So I hope you guys are okay. Yeah.
Okay, so today's case, I've gotten interested in true crime in November, like mid-November of 2021.
Yes.
Which doesn't seem like that long ago, but you know. Anyway, and the day I started listening to a crime podcast, this is like the second or third episode I listened to. Was one of the things that really got me interested in true crime. So I'm so excited. And it does go along with our theme of, you know, not necessarily robbery, but breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering. It works. It fits.
That's what she said. Okay. Okay.
That's what she said. Sorry. That was
sugar.
Also in reference to something else. OJ Simpson? No, because that was our last The glove?
We didn't do that case.
We didn't?
No. We were going to.
I was talking about OJ Simpson.
I know what you mean now, but at the time.
Sorry. I guess we haven't done OJ Simpson yet.
No, we were going to do it in February, but we didn't.
Oops.
We'll do it eventually.
Yeah.
Then you can make that
Sorry,
joke
guys.
Again. Okay, let's take 10 seconds to breathe.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry, I didn't really realize what I was saying. Okay, continue.
Okay.
No, we spent 4 minutes.
Okay. laughing like idiots.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Daniel LaPlante, or Danny, as what we're going to be calling him. So, today's morning, I literally almost let that fly over my head.
Like Danny Tanner from Full House, whom is dead.
We're not talking about him. Speaking of dead, my childhood's ruined.
Okay, let's not talk about that one.
Oh, dear God.
Continue.
That's a story for another day when we actually get to that case. Okay, yeah. So... anyway, oh yeah, so the warning for today, you know, murder, obviously.
Sorry! Oh my God!
Is that the dude you like?
Sorry, I'm so sorry!
You don't talk about that, never happened. Okay, continuing. Trigger warnings for today. Let her do her thing. Today's trigger warning's murder.
I'm like about to cry, y'all!
It's fine.
And this is okay. The dude I like. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just, like, really excited.
And...
okay. All right, let's go.
So, today's warnings is there's murder. There's also death of, like, young children, which can be triggering for people, and then sexual assault. So.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Now you're giving birth.
No, that's it. All right, let's get into it.
Joe's gonna gummy worm. Okay. So, we're never going to get to the story. Okay, so...
there's going to be a lot of editing. At least I have till Friday.
Can we just keep it all in?
Yeah, probably. I'll have to edit some stuff out.
We got to be entertaining.
Like, maybe when I screamed, I'm sorry.
Okay, so...
hello, darkness. My little puppy doggy woggy woggy. Alright, continue.
Okay, just so, say. Today's story takes place in Townsend, Massachusetts. Did I say Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. I can't say it.
It's so hard to say.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. So, it's fall of 1986, and our story starts with the Andrews family, which consists of the dad, Brian, and his two daughters, Annie, who is 15, and...
I think I've seen too much true crime, because now all I can think of is Brian Laundrie. Anyway, Laundrie.
Anyway, and Jessica, or Jessie, who is 8. So, their mother had actually passed away from cancer.
Aww, poor babies.
So, Brian, Brian, the dad, was gone most of the day since he worked as a bus driver.
Oh, so the girls, a bus driver for, like, a school district?
I don't know,
like,
what the heck? He drives a bus.
Okay.
One of them big things that people go in.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So.
He's a bus driver.
So, yeah, the girls were home a lot of the time. Home alone most of the time. Jesus, I cannot talk. So... one day, Annie gets there's a call on the house phone, and she has to answer it. The call is from a kid named Danny, or Daniel, his real name, but he goes by Danny. he somehow got the number to the house, and he called. There's a bunch of different theories of how he got the number. Mm-hmm. Some is, like, he broke in their house and got it, but that's for later. So, the girls were actually home alone, and Annie answered the phone. Okay. Danny and Annie, their names are very similar. Danny and Annie. started talking. Danny had told her that he got the number from a friend. Who knows if that's true. They spent hours talking over the next few weeks.
Okay. Is this going to good places or bad places?
That's for you to figure out. So,
I think it's going to bad places.
Yeah, bad places for sure. They talk about everything, from what they like to do to just venting about life. They also told each other what they look like. You know, they hadn't met each other.
Okay, don't talk to people you haven't ever met. Just, like, a BT. Or, like...
so you're not allowed to talk to the person bringing you up at the grocery store?
No.
You talked to the person giving us ice cream earlier.
Because I know them.
Do you really?
I did, yeah. They were in my class.
Okay. Where was I? Danny explained himself as tall, blonde, athletic. He said he played football, and he was pretty good at it. He eventually asked Annie to go out with him, and she agreed.
Couple things. Wait, what? No, he's gonna...
It's not what you think.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Well, he's not a good guy.
So he's a bad guy. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, he is a bad guy. Okay, so... Danny arrives evening of the date, and immediately Annie was taken back. He looked completely different than he explained.
Ooh.
Catfishing in the 80s.
Catfish in the 80s. Or we do that in the 80s. No, those pictures we posted were totally catfishing. I'm kidding. They kind of looked like us, but,
They are us.
They are us.
I don't even know how to work Photoshop.
I do.
I watched you post them.
I did not Photoshop them.
Okay, so that's continue. So, he looked a lot different than he explained he did. He was short. He had brown hair. Yeah. So, the date did not go well. Uh-oh. Annie had briefly mentioned that her mom had passed. And Danny had started asking questions. And at one point, he actually started joking about it.
Is that this case? Is that this case? Because wasn't that song about someone named Annie? Are you okay? And I heard some, like, conspiracy theory about that.
Jocelyn, it's Eddie. What? Eddie, are you okay?
I thought it was Annie, are you okay?
It's Eddie.
It's Annie!
It's Eddie!
It's Annie.
It's Eddie.
Okay, fine.
It's literally Eddie, are you okay? I know my Michael Jackson songs. Jocelyn, type in Eddie, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
It's literally...
Annie, are you okay? Will you tell me that you're okay, Annie?
Annie, the radio said Eddie. What the hell? I swear it's Eddie.
You don't know your Michael... I know my Michael Jackson.
It's not Annie!
Okay,
continue. Annie's an orphan!
Shut up. No, it was... It was Annie.
Okay, forget it. It's about a person.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, so... Annie decided to leave, explained she wasn't interested, and moving forward. So, it's now June of 1987, my birth month. I wasn't born in 1987, but, you know. Anyway.
My birth year. I'm kidding. 40? I'm definitely not 40.
So, this is actually really creepy.
Way away from that one.
The sisters actually attempt to conjure their mom.
Conjure?
Yeah, what the hell did I just say? Conjure their mom by having a seance in their basement.
That's dumb.
After the seance, things got strange. The seance is interrupted by their dad. So one evening, while Brian is out working, the girls are home alone and there's a knock on the door.
Oof.
The knocks continued throughout the night and a strong sense of being watched was present. So, it felt like something was there. A presence was in the home. They decided to tell their dad after a couple unsettling experiences. He comes home from work one day, but he doesn't believe them. I don't blame him, really. But, I mean, I think I'd believe it. But, anyway. He explains to them it's an old house, and it's just the house making sounds.
That's what everyone says, and that is not true, because sometimes it is.
So...
I mean, sometimes it is true, I guess.
The noises continued, and things got stranger. Lights would flicker. When they set something down, it would be unexplainably moved. They were both scared and questioning if it was their mom.
Probably not.
Let me get a quick gun together.
I mean, I guess it could be, but I doubt it.
It's not. That's how you should know. It's not.
Okay. That was pretty quick.
It's
We're back. We took a short break, but I'm sure you couldn't tell. Continue.
Okay, so... One evening, there's another knock, but it's different this time. It's persistent. You know, like,
knock, 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 knock.
That kind of
thing. Yeah, like the three knocks. Knock, knock, knock.
That's not knocking. It's slamming, but you know.
Yeah.
So, the girl's trying to figure out where the sound is coming from.
That's dumb.
It's coming from the basement.
That's not okay. That's where the sound was.
Yeah. They both go down to look, like idiots. Yes. They're 15 and 8. They shouldn't have some common sense, but anyway. Once down there, there's something written on the wall that looks like it's done in blood.
Ah!
It says, I'm in your room. Come find me.
No.
Yeah, don't go up there. They go back upstairs in a
panic. Do they get killed?
No. And they call their dad. He calls
Does their
the
dad
cops.
Die?
No. The words were written
I
in ketchup.
I think you're lying.
The words were in a ketchup,
Ew.
Not blood.
I would have eaten that. I love ketchup.
I love ketchup, too. Oh, I mean, it's
Chick-fil-A
not.
Sauce and ketchup.
Well, that is pretty good, actually.
Best two sauces out there. I
it's
don't
definitely,
eat them together.
It's more reassuring that it's not blood, but I mean, someone still wrote, I'm in your room, come find me on their wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little creepy.
So.
Creepy. I'm really sorry. I'm the one holding the microphone today, which I'm sure you can tell.
Brian just believes the girls are doing this. He thinks it's like they're acting out because of their mom passing away.
Aww.
So he doesn't believe him.
Aww.
Eventually he does, so don't worry.
Aww.
Oh, God, oh. This is the scary part of it. Okay, so things seemed to calm down for a few weeks until one evening in December of 1986, Annie and Jessica are watching a movie when they hear a knock.
Uh-oh.
That did not work.
She knocked on my shoulder and it just hurt.
Terrifying.
Ooh, that kind of hurts.
I told you. It's painful.
What's on my... What is my wall built out of?
Concrete?
We're in my, like, barn-looking porch.
We're in a barn.
We're not in a barn, but my porch looks a lot like a barn.
Anyway. Wait, what's that? Oh, yeah. We're knocking, yeah. So, they turn down the volume on the movie to see if they can hear it again.
Oof.
Someone is knocking on a door.
Yeah.
They go upstairs, and on a mirror in the upstairs hallway, in the blood red... In the blood red letters, it reads, "I'm back. Find me."
No.
They run down the steps, and once they're down there, they see a photograph of their mother with a knife stuck through it.
Ew.
Into the wall.
No.
Yeah. So Brian was arriving home from work, and when he gets there, he sees the girls outside with a neighbor.
Oh.
So Brian actually goes inside the house to investigate, and once inside, the TVs and radios are blaring. He goes to turn the TV down.
Dun, dun, dun.
And this is when he notices something very strange.
Oh, that sucks.
There are two...
Wait, how did the mom die?
Cancer.
Oh.
There are two glasses of champagne on
cancer.
The counter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bad word, but yeah.
I don't usually cuss, but that yeah. deserves a cuss word.
Yes, yes, it does. So, yeah, there's two glasses of champagne on the counter, and he knows his daughters wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. People make fun of me for not cussing sometimes.
I do not have that issue.
With making fun of me? Because yes, you do.
Oh, no, I do that.
Oh, I was like, you're one of the people who makes fun of me for not cussing.
No, I don't. Anyway, so he goes...
That's a lie.
I don't do that to you.
That's a lie. She's lying. She is bold-faced lying.
Anyway, no, I'm not. I'm iffy for other stuff.
Continue. Oh,
that's
true, too.
He goes up the steps and sees the words on the mirror. So he goes into one of the girls' bedrooms to turn off a TV that the girls did not turn on.
Yeah.
Then he goes into his room. This is terrifying, okay? There is someone in there facing away from him. The person is wearing his dead wife's wedding dress and holding a hatchet.
Is this a girl or a boy?
It's a boy. The person turned around.
I love when guys wear dresses just because it, like, looks so cute.
I
don't know
the
why.
Guys at the high school football games wear the cheerleading uniform.
Yes, oh my god. It's like, oh.
I know, it's like,
it looks like you're, like, a 10-year-old. Or, like, not a 10-year-old, like, a 5-year-old. Oh my god, I don't know why. Especially, like, hot guys wearing dresses. Like, Harry Styles in a dress.
I don't like Harry Styles.
Oh, really?
No, I hate him. So, the person turned around, and their face is covered in what is described as war paint.
War paint.
War paint. That's like, WAP!
WAP!
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All I can think of is those black stripes, like, across your cheek, you know?
In the documentary I watched, okay, so when I first heard this story, I actually, all I wanted was a visual of this, you know? The guy in the wedding dress with a hatchet and paint on his face.
Yeah.
I watched this documentary. It's, on Your Worst Nightmare, season 2, episode 1, A Bump in the Night or something like that.
What's it on?
Investigation Discovery channel.
The heck?
It's one of my favorite channels.
Okay.
It's crime related. Anyway, dude, this was the most scary thing I've ever seen, ever, in my life, and it looked like it was, like, a freaking raccoon. I'm actually gonna find you. Hold on.
This will be on our Instagram, just BTW.
Oh my god. So I can't find it on internet, but I'll take a picture later. Anyway.
She's eating a gummy worm.
Okay, so, where was I? I have no idea where I am.
You said, okay, so.
Oh, so the police are called, obviously, after Brian gets out of that house. Once they arrived, he tells them he does not recognize the person. However, a certain someone does.
A certain someone.
A few
meaning,
officers.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Wait, this involves sexual assault?
Later.
Hmm?
So, a few officers go in the house. And at first, they only find the message on the mirror. But they knew the person couldn't have left because he would have been seen. Because the people are all outside.
Yeah.
So an officer downstairs needs a bookshelf blocking a little door under the stairs. He moves the shelf and opens the door. He notices there's a person in the little room.
Uh-huh.
The cop aims his gun, tells the guy to come out.
Oh.
Out of the door comes Danny. Daniel LaPlante.
Danny Tanner is dead.
The guy she didn't want to keep going out with. I don't know if he was living in her walls before or after this. Like, before or after they went out. I don't know if he was already living there. Oh.
What?
So, oh, maybe I should confirm that.
I didn't hear anything about hiding in walls.
So the cops. So inside the room, they find food wrappers and other things, leading them to believe he had been living there. Daniel LaPlante had been living inside of their walls in their house. He had been all the sounds they heard and all that. And I don't know if he was actually living in there or not when they went out.
That's creepy.
So 16-year-old Danny gets arrested and is charged with a whole bunch of crap. I didn't even write it all down because there's too much of a list.
Was he ugly?
Well, him actually, he kind of looked okay, but yet again, it was a black and white picture. I couldn't really tell. But in the show, he's not great looking.
Okay.
He was charged with breaking and entering, and like I said, a whole bunch of other mess. They take him to a psychiatric ward, and then after that, they take him to juvie.
A juvenile detention center.
Yes. So the Andrews family planned on moving to New Hampshire to get away from that crap. I mean,
yeah.
I would not. I live on, like, in a freaking RV at this point. If a person was living in my walls.
What? You don't live in an RV. She lives in a normal house.
If there's a person living in my walls, I would go live in an RV.
Oh, I thought you were saying. I was like, you do not live in an RV. You live in a fairly normal house.
Anyway, so.
Your house is like two stories, honey.
In October of 1987, the court decided that Daniel should be tried as an adult. He is released on a $10,000 bond.
Nothing wrong with living in an RV.
No, nothing wrong with it.
It doesn't matter where you live.
So,
As long as you live.
As long as you live. What if they die?
Well, that matters.
Okay, so.
Don't die, please.
Danny had a rough childhood, which is no excuse to go live in someone's walls, but you know, he had a rough childhood. He was abused by his dad.
Oh, is this where the sexual assault comes in?
Well, actually, there is some here, too. I forgot about that, but that's not what I was talking about. He struggled in school, too.
I fly.
He struggled in school, too. He was dyslexic, and also he was bullied a lot.
Oh.
He'd been called, like, creepy and weird and stuff.
Oh, a little.
I mean, he's definitely creepy.
Boogabados. Ew.
What the hell was that?
There was a that.
A what?
Never
mind. Oh, anyway, so he had also went to a psychiatrist, you know, who they're supposed to help you, right?
Yeah.
No, not this one. His psychiatrist did actually sexually assault him.
This is where the sexual assault comes in.
No, there's more later.
Does he sexually assault someone?
I cannot tell you anything.
So, yes.
I'm not telling you anything. Yeah. By the age of 15, he would be breaking into people's homes and moving things around, just really to freak them out and stuff. He didn't necessarily steal. I mean, occasionally he did, but he just really wanted people to know that there was someone there watching him.
Yeah. How did he get in the walls?
I don't know. He just lived in their walls. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, he just wanted, you know, he just got the thrill out of it, you know?
No.
Scaring the crap out of people.
I don't understand.
On December 1st, 1987, Danny broke into the home of Priscilla Gustafson, a 33-year-old pregnant nursery school teacher. Oh. She was home alone with her two children, 7-year-old Abigail and 5-year-old William. So, the police found...
Does she get killed? Okay, does anybody die?
Yeah.
Aw.
Okay, so, I'm actually not going to say what exactly happened when he got there. I'm just going to say what the police happened to find later.
Okay.
So, the police found Priscilla face down her bed, blood everywhere. She had been raped and shot multiple times, and both of the children had been drowned separately. I totally lost where I was. How many times have I done that? I just did this one episode alone. So, the police actually noticed similarities between this crime scene and the Andrews family home.
Ooh.
There had been two drinks left out, similar to the two glasses of champagne at the Andrews home.
Oh.
The officers working on this case also did the Andrews case, so they started to suspect Danny, because they knew he had just gotten out of jail. Yeah. He had actually, like, this crime had been committed, like, literally not long after he got out.
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
Like, a week? 2 weeks?
I thought it was a week, but maybe it's 2 months. Anyway,
oh, that's still not very long.
No.
And he'd need somewhere to live, so yeah, makes sense.
So, at the crime scene, they find .22 caliber casings matching a gun that had been stolen from one of Danny's neighbors.
Oh.
Danny's house was, like, actually, like, very, very close to Priscilla Gustafson's house. It was almost, like, directly in front of it.
Oh.
So, the police go to Danny's home. His mom assumes they're there because Danny had missed a meeting with his lawyer that morning. They told her that is not what this is about, and they need to speak to him. His mother calls for him, but he does not answer. Danny runs out the back door and goes into the woods, and the cops lose him.
Oh.
So, obviously, everyone's gonna be on edge after this. You know, we got a murderer, dude, that lives in someone's walls.
Wait, so he killed them?
Who?
He killed that family.
Yes.
Okay. All of them?
He killed the mom and two kids. I think there was also... These people weren't home, but I know her husband, she had a husband, and I think she had two other kids, and like I said, she was pregnant as well. So the Andrews family is still in the packing phase, you know, of moving, and when they received a phone call that evening explaining Danny is out and suspected of murder. That's relieving.
Yeah.
Brian cannot tell his daughters, you know, like, he just want to freak him out. So, over the next few days, the police receive a ton of tips. A citywide hunt for Danny ensues. There's a possible sighting of Danny at a lumber yard 8 miles outside of the town he lived in. Police go there, and there are even, like, police helicopters. Like, this is a huge thing.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So, they see a little shack and decide to look inside. You know, that's suspicious. They pretend to stop looking and tell the helicopters to leave, you know, so he doesn't suspect anything. They go up to the shack's doors and open them and tell Danny to come out. And he does.
Mm-hmm.
They arrest him, and while all this is happening, Danny is manically laughing. Like, insane.
Do they have, like, footage of this?
No, but it was in the TV show. We can watch it after this, actually. Okay. That way I can get a picture. They also find a gun.
Oh.
There is also another ending. So, I don't actually know exactly... But there's another ending to this story. So another one of the endings is that a few towns over, Danny kidnaps a woman, but she escapes. Yeah. And they find Danny hiding in a dumpster. They also find a hair on his sock belonging to Abigail, which is Priscilla's daughter.
Oh.
So yeah, that's one of the endings. I don't know if that happened. I don't know if it did. Like, I don't know what happened. But anyway, not too long ago, like, I think 2017 maybe? Yeah, 2017. Okay. He did a quote-unquote apology. Oh. It was, like, his final attempt to be paroled. This was on March 22nd.
Was he paroled?
No.
Ooh.
On March 22nd, 2017. So, there is a resentencing hearing, and he asked for a reduction on a sentence, which he did not get.
Yeah.
Priscilla's family spoke. Her brother and her husband's new wife. Her husband had actually died not too long before this.
Okay.
So, his new wife spoke on behalf of him. Danny was never really remorseful for this, and he'll most likely never get out. So that's what I have on that. That's actually, like I said, one of the stories that got me interested in true crime, and it's insane. Wow.
Okay. Thank you for listening, yet again. I would like to take one more moment of silence for Ukraine, just because, you know, the world is shitty right now, and I'm sorry.
That's another bad word,
That's another Jocelyn. Bad word. I mean, some things deserve cuss words, and that's one of the things that the world is shitty right now. That's a cuss word for a good reason.
Yep.
So let's take a few seconds again.
Yes, please be seated for the moment of silence.
Thank you guys so much, and please, I'm begging you, please... keep Ukraine in your mind. Hopefully, we're posting this on Friday. It is right now Sunday.
It's Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
So, hopefully nothing happens in the next 5 days? No.
Something like that.
Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah.
So, please just keep them in your mind. Think about them. Maybe take a moment of silence, but you know, be active and help them. You know, maybe send some stuff to them if you can. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I will be too, just so you know. I'm not just telling you to. Thank you.
And also, check out our Instagram when we'll be posting pictures relating to our posts. Not about Ukraine. I literally just changed to, like, a so, like, upbeat freaking topic from that, but...
Yeah,
go look at our Instagram.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, and yet again, please keep Ukraine in your mind. Bye.
Bye.